I guess trying to carry over, offense kind of did got things going offensively in last week, trying to carry it over down to Atlanta.
I think that's what we have to do. We're making strides, man. We're making strides week three. And I think we're having flashes here and there, but it's a lot of work to be done. So we've got a bunch of different guys stepping up. And for us, we just have to keep plugging it away, taking it one day at a time. And we've got a great opponent that we're going to face in Atlanta and a great atmosphere. And it's going to be very exciting football to play, but it's going to be a big game on the road for us. So for us, there's still more challenges as a team. And that's what we face these first 3 weeks are challenges. And I think we've stepped up to it and done, you know, the right thing and gotten three victories out of it. When we know we're down and we know the team's struggling a little bit, but we're sticking together and we're leaning on each other. And that's all you can expect out of a good football team, is to work together and try to come out with a win at the end of the day.
Tom talked about wanting to quiet a crowd in a dome or anywhere, actually, when you're on the road. You want to sustain that drive. How do you guys go about keeping those drives going, sustaining drives, just to keep the ball moving and to keep the offense on the field?
I think it's just plugging one play after the next. That's the big thing. We can't focus on, you know, the do's and don'ts of what we have or what we don't have. It's just one play after the next. And if we can be penalty free, if we can play smart football, we can run the plays that we know how to execute, I think we're going to be fine. And for us, you know, it's a lot of young guys in there, and, you know, things people could easily lean on that, or the team could actually lean on that as an excuse, but we're not going to do that. We're just going to keep plugging away, and to be 3-0 right now is pretty good. But really, that means nothing. That's behind us, and we're focused on the Atlanta Falcons, which is a solid ball team, and we're going to have to go down to Atlanta and play in a severe atmosphere, but we're going to have to put back-to-back plays together and sustain back-to-back drives, and I think that we're very capable of that. It's just going to take a little bit of extra hard work.
The situation, sharing the work among the three of you guys and stuff.
It's my room, man. I'm excited about it. I said it early in the year that we have a very special room, and I mean that. I mean, it doesn't, not just starting with myself, not with Shane, not with just Brandon, but as a whole, I mean, our unit is getting it done on the ground. So what more can you ask for? And for us, it's going to be days that you're going to be hot, and it's going to be days that you're not. But at the end of the day, as long as you know that you have somebody beside you that can get the job done and is going to depend on you as a player somewhere down the road, when they're not having a good day, you can't ask for much more. So it's a unit that's getting it done, and it's about team ball around here, and that's what we're about, and that's what we preach to each other, and that's how we lean on each other, and that's how we're going to be a great football team down the road, is team working together.
What have you seen from Atlanta's defense? Anything that in particular that's going to cause this, you know, provide some challenges for you?
Of course it's going to be a challenge, man. That's a great opponent. And they've got some solid players. They're a physical defense. They're big. They move. They fly around. And for us, we're just going to have to go in there and, I say, focus on us. You know, we can't focus too much on Atlanta. We're going to have to follow our keys and our assignments. And that's what our coaches do a spectacular job of doing every week, is giving us our keys and what we need to look at. But at the end of the day, we're going to have to, you know, follow our leader in Brady and get these receivers going. And we're just going to have to make sure the running game is going on the ground, whoever it is, whoever the number that they call. We just have to get it done on the ground so we can get it done through the air and on the ground, and just try to be consistent.